So the marketing mix then. So the marketing mix, this is also known as the four P's of marketing and is made up of the product, price, place and promotion. So the first one of them is the product. So what is the product? So this is the item that the business is selling to meet the needs of the consumer. And anytime you talk about product, you need to mention design. You need to be able to draw the product life cycle and identify the different sections or the different stages of it. You also need to be able to talk about branding and unique selling point. So the product, the first one, design. This is how the product will look, how it feels, and how it's going to attract the consumer to buy it. So the design of the product is really, really important. Your product then is going to go through different stages. It'll be very, very important that you're able to draw out this diagram or even able to label the diagram. So your product life cycle, the cycle that each product goes through, and there's four different stages. You've got introduction. This is where you introduce the product to the market. You've got growth. This is where people start buying the product because the company's advertising. You got maturity, so people now have bought the product and they need to make a decision whether they're going to stick with that product or there's going to be new competitors coming to the market. So now does the customer go and buy from that competitor? Saturation then, you've kind of maxed out your market, so you need to make a decision on whether you're going to do brand extension, which is kind of change the product or change a feature of the product, change the price, change the promotion techniques that you use. And decline. So there's five stages that you need to know and be able to draw it: introduction, growth, maturity, saturation, and decline. So you must be able to draw the diagram and be able to explain it. Now, sometimes companies will extend the product lifecycle, and to do this by improving the existing product. So if you think of Apple iPhones, they're always bringing out a new feature. Changing the price of the product, so you're going to reduce it, give a discount. So thinking of your pricing strategies that we'll look at later on. Sell the product in new markets. So because this market has been saturated, you need to find a new market for it. And promote the product again, launching an advertising campaign so that you inform the consumers about the product. The next item that you need to know for product is the branding. So the brand, this is a logo, name or symbol that helps make a product stand out from its competitors and that it's easy to recognize. So if you think of the tick for Nike. Your unique selling point then, so this is what makes your product or service different from competition, and it's what makes your product or service stand out from what is already on the market itself. So four things that you need to talk about when you're talking about your product. You need to talk about the design, your product lifecycle, branding, and unique selling point.